Maurice, who had been standing ready to dive, swayed back on his heels, made a bolt for the platform, then swerved back to the grass under the palms. There he started to pull on his tattered shorts, to be ready for anything. Ralph stood, one hand holding back his hair, the other clenched. Simon was climbing out of the water. Piggy was rubbing his glasses on his shorts and squinting at the sea. Maurice had got both legs through one leg of his shorts. Of all the boys, only Ralph was still. "I can't see no smoke," said Piggy incredulously. "I can't see no smoke, Ralph. Where is it?" Ralph said nothing. Now both his hands were clenched over his forehead so that the fair hair was kept out of his eyes. He was leaning forward, and already the salt was whitening his body. "Ralph, where's the ship?" Simon stood by, looking from Ralph to the horizon. Maurice's trousers gave way with a sigh, and he abandoned them as a wreck, rushed toward the forest, and then came back again. The smoke was a tight little knot on the horizon and was uncoiling slowly. Beneath the smoke was a dot that might be a funnel. Ralph's face was pale as he spoke to himself. "They'll see our smoke." Piggy was looking in the right direction now.
"It don't look much."
He turned round and peered up at the mountain. Ralph continued to watch the ship, ravenously. Color was coming back into his face. Simon stood by him, silent.
"I know I can't see very much," said Piggy, "but have we got any smoke?"
Ralph moved impatiently, still watching the ship. "The smoke in the mountain." Maurice came running and stared out to sea. Both Simon and Piggy were looking up at the mountain. Piggy screwed up his face, but Simon cried out as though he had hurt himself.
"Ralph! Ralph!"